Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth. It's August the 17th. It's a wonderful, glorious, marvelous morning, and we are just this side of splendid. Looking forward to a wonderful, warm, and glorious weekend and rejoicing in it. So, what should we talk about today? Golly gee wally, too many things to talk about. The unthinkable fringe, the lunatic weird, the insanity that prevails upon the globe today, the way humanity has decided to treat each other, to without any respect for the fact that we are just stupid humans and do not control everything, think that we can drill holes in the ground, pour out oil, put nuclear power out that's going to end up polluting the entire planet, and. But you know what? Even though that may be true, and even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because our shepherd's rod and staff, they comfort us, they uphold us, they renew us each and every day, because we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind to understand God's secrets. And that isn't even lunatic fringe, that's just the way it is. And so because we are lunatic enough to know that every secret is revealed within the Word of God, we're wise enough to go before Him each and every day and pursue the wisdoms and secrets that He Himself wishes to reveal to those who bow to Him with a contrite, humble heart, who pray for those who are weak. He upholds and strengthens those who love the brethren, who righteously wish to remove the veil of this system and teach those, the people of God, that they shall not be defeated by some of their leaders. Even some of those leaders. Yes. I kind of want to look around and wonder who God has appointed the leaders of this day, the day that was spoken of, the last days. So, leaders. So what did Daniel say when he was chosen? Here I am. And he was spoken to by angels, holy angels. And when he was spoken to, yes, he was spoken to, he asked, how long will it be until the daily sacrifice is restored again? How long until the destruction of the temple is avenged and God's people triumph? And the angel said, 2,300 days must first go by. Yes, and then the other angel said, I don't understand. I don't understand. That angel was standing before me. He was speaking and he looked like a man. And he had a man's voice. It was calling from across the river. Gabriel, tell Daniel the meaning of this dream. So Gabriel started walking towards me. Gabriel, the commander of the entire armies of heaven. And he approached, and Daniel was so frightened that he fell down on his face to the ground. And the angel Gabriel spoke to Daniel and said, "Son of man," he said, "you must understand that the events you have seen in this vision will not take place until the end of times." And he fainted on the ground. But the angel rose him with a touch and helped him to stand up. And he said, "I'm here to tell you why and what's going to happen in these last days and the coming time of terror. Because for what you have seen pertains to the final events in this history." Yes, the final events. The events of the victor who became both proud and powerful, and suddenly at the height of his power, his horn was broken. And in its place grew four good-sized horns, four giant powers. And they all grew in all four directions. And one of these slowly became very strong, and it attacked the south and the east, and it warred against the land of Israel. Yes, he fought against the people of God and defeated some of the leaders. He even challenged the commander of the army of heaven by canceling the daily sacrifices offered to him by defiling his temple. Wow. This shaggy-haired goat is the nation. His power shall be mighty. It will be satanic in strength. And it shall not be his own strength. He will prosper whenever he turns. He will destroy all who oppose him. Though their armies might be mighty, and he will devastate God's people, he will be a master of deception, defeating many by catching them off guard. As they bask in this false security they seem to have, because there will be no warning when he destroys them. And it will be so great that he is going to fancy himself that he will even take on the prince of princes in battle. But in so doing, he will steal his own doom. He will seal his own doom, for he shall be broken by the hand of God, though no human means could have ever overpowered him. Daniel, oh Daniel. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. I'm going to betroth you to me. I'm going to betroth you in faithfulness and love, and I'm going to bind you to me forever with chains of righteousness and justice and love and mercy, because I love you. I have made a plan, and I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for a hope in the future. Plans to prosper you and help you. Plans to uphold you and help you in your day of darkness. In the day of Jacob's trouble, I will be there like a bridge over troubled waters. Because I have come as a light into the world to bring you onto me, so that you may dwell with me within the house I've prepared for you before the foundations of the earth, and that you should then dwell with me there for eternity. Yes, in that day, says the Lord, I will answer the pleadings of the sky for clouds, to pour down water on the earth in answer to its cry for rain. And then the earth shall answer the parched cry of the grain, the grapes and the olive trees for moisture, and the whole grand chorus shall sing together that God sows and he has given to all. And he has said through the prophets, and he has said at that time, I will sow a crop of Israelites, and I have raised them for myself. And I have made them for my good pleasure. And it is for my pleasure that I will glorify and heal them. It is for my good pleasure that I will redeem them from the evil one. It is at that time that I, the great and holy Jehovah, the only God, will pity those who have not been pitied. And I, the great God, will say to those who are not my people, now you are my people, and they who know, who have eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mind to understand, you are my God. Yes, we have been without a king for a long time here, but we will return to the Lord our God and to the Messiah. We will come trembling and humble and submissive to the Lord. We will come rejoicing and submitting and admitting our imperfections so that we may redeem all of his blessings in the end times. Because if we do not come before the Lord and repent, the Lord has said by the prophets and in his word and through his testimony, the Lord has filed a lawsuit against you following charges. There is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You swear and lie and kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere with one murder after another. That's why your land is not producing. It's filled with sadness. And all living things are becoming sick because there's no holiness. There is no seeking God. All turn away and mock God. And those who do and do not humbly come before the great Creator God will die in their sin. And when you see these things, and when you see the mountains trembling, and the oceans roaring, and when you see nations rising against nations, and when you see the animals and the birds and the fish begin to disappear, remember, there is a sentence for your crimes, and you must repent. And you must seek only holy priests that will lead you into daylight. Because in this day, there are priests that will cause you to stumble in broad daylight. There are false prophets that will lead you away and destroy the truth. There are those today that are like prostitutes. They are priests of the wicked. And the Lord Creator God, the great Jehovah God, has said, therefore I will punish both the priests and those people for all their wicked deeds. He has warned you and warned me and warned the people. Wine women and song have robbed my people of their brains. They do not seek the divine truth, the words of the Holy King and the Holy Creator God. All men are doing the same things. They all commit adultery. They all conform to the sacrifice to idols. And they love shame. They don't love honor. And the Lord, the Jehovah Creator God, has said, if you don't repent and come on to me, you will be crushed and broken by my sentence because you have determined to follow other idols. Yes. He has said that he will bind up his holy ones, that he will heal those that return unto the Lord, that he has warned us, that he has healed up the wounded and bound us up in his holiness, and that in just a couple of days, he's going to set us on our feet again to live in that kindness eternally. But those who don't, who want to sacrifice to idols, he's going to separate them like the wheat from the chaff. He's going to bind up the tares first and throw them into the burning fire. And then he's going to bring his wheat into the barn. Be glad. Be happy that you have been led out of Egypt. You are no longer a witless, silly dove calling on to Egypt and flying to Assyria. You have eyes to see and ears to hear, so no longer mingle yourself with the heathen. Do not pick up their evil ways and become as good for nothing as a half-baked cake, worshiping foreign gods, because they will sap your strength out. And then you'll be turned away. Because they have pride against the God Jehovah God, the great creator God. They are silly. They are silly and stupid. They do not honor or understand that God will strike them as surely as day follows night. They don't understand. They sacrifice yet unto idols. What does the Lord God, great Jehovah Creator God, want? He has said through the prophets, I want your love. I want you to love me. I want you to honor me. I want you to climb up in my lap every day and say, Daddy God, heal me today. Lead me down the way, be the light and the lamp on my feet, and give me wisdom. And he says, I want you to know me. I don't want your sacrifices. I want you to love me. But all those who turn away, all those who are witless and dumb, those who are waiting for the day of punishment, that want to end up like a heap of rubble, yes, those, they refuse God's love. They are the citizens of gangs and robbers lying in ambush for you and me. Even some that are those like the priests that murder along the road to Shechem and practice every kind of sin. These are those people who are constantly aflame with lust. They are all the adulterers, like a baker's oven, it's constantly aflame. Yes, Jehovah, the great Jehovah, creator God of the universe, who weighs the mountains and lines the oceans where their boundaries are, who wants to forgive the sins of Israel, who is far greater than all, he wants to forgive. But the people are witness. They're silly. They're dumb. They're like doves calling to Egypt, flying to Assyria. Watchers on the wall, sound the alarm. There are vultures. There are enemies of God amongst you. Do not mingle with the heathen. Do not pick up their evil ways and do not become like them, because they are half-baked cakes. They break the treaties of God and they always revolt against God's way. They sacrifice unto other gods. They do not sacrifice to other gods or to onto our Creator God, the holy testimony to the brother of the Great Commission. They lie in wait. They tell phony fables of untruths about the gospel. They are broken pots. They seek to create their own cisterns. They're lonely wandering asses who want to hire on friends. Yep. They build many altars of sin. They do. And they give ritual sacrifice to them even today. Unbelievable things they do in the darkness. They have forgotten their maker. They've turned the right into the left, and the dark into the light, and the light into the dark. They've made it unlivable to be on this prison planet. But he said before he left, to those who turn away, to those who construct great defenses upon their cities, that he plans on punishing them. And all that they do is meaningless. Even their great plans that they construe in the darkness, in the depths of the darkness, because he said that he's going to send fire even down upon those great palaces and burn even those fortresses in the end time, in the day of recompense. And he says the day is almost here. It's soon. And even the prophets that are among you now are crazy. They say, these inspired men are mad. Yes. these crazy appointed prophets are sent to guard the people. Yes, they have been sent, but the people block them at every turn. And the people declare their hatred towards them. Yeah. Those people who turn to Baal, they disregard the glory of God. They are all doomed. And it's going to be sad in that day because they're going to stand alone. Yes, it does say that I will take them from you, and they are all doomed. Yes, it will be sad that day when I turn away and leave them alone. Oh, Lord, what shall I ask? Should I ask for the wombs that don't give birth, for the breath that cannot nourish, that all of their wickedness be taken away from them? Are we doomed? No. Because there is a vine, a luxurious vine filled with fruit left for the last day, full of the grapes and the word. You and I. Yes, the ones that wrestle with principalities and powers. Yes, those who want to be first, who will be last, and the last who will be first. Those who know, those who will fight with God. Those who will wrestle with the angel of death, but prevail. You and I. We weep and we plead for blessings from God, and God will speak to us. For the Lord God, the Lord, the God of hosts, Jehovah is his name. He has commanded us and promised and made an oath. If we will just live by the principles of love and justice, and humbly, patiently wait, he will always, always fulfill us and give us justice, because he knows that is what we expect from him. And he sends out prophets, and they tell you to live strong and demonstrate, because he has said that he will not relent in his promise, that he has called us to be fruitful among all of the brothers, because the Lord, the great creator God, Jehovah God, is sending a wind, and it's going to blow hard on the land, and it's coming soon, because they're all going to bear their guilt, those who turn to idols. So turn to God, because he is like an evergreen tree yielding fruit to you throughout the year, and his mercies never fail. He's always with us to uphold us and refresh us like flowing water, everlasting. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a blessed day, and I hope to see you tomorrow.